Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together.
I got joy in my soul.
This is Dr. Ernest Maddox here on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to share with you a powerful conference that's coming up called the Healing Explosion, May the 27th through the 30th, of course, this year, 2015. This Healing Explosion will be held at the Community AME Church in, of course, Michigan, hosted, praise the Lord, by Pastor William D. Phillips, his wife, Reverend D. Phillips, and we also have with us today Reverend DeBurley Porter, who's one of the presenters, and also Reverend Dr. Leroy Addis Sr., who is one of the presenters. Welcome, men of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Praise Thank the you. Lord. Pastor Williams, you are the host church of this event. Could you just share a little bit about what this is and how the Lord worked with you to move, present such a powerful conference over this period between May 27th and the 30th?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that, Dr. Maddox. First, let me say that I'm excited to be here. I want to thank you personally for inviting us to be here on this broadcast. This healing explosion came by the Holy Spirit. It wasn't not my intention to put on such a massive explosion experience such as this. However, the Lord saw it to be so. I just feel that in this particular hour, we are in a time when the Lord is pouring out His Spirit on His people. And in the process of doing so, He is also delivering His people from ailments, sickness, disease, bondage, and He is setting them free. My heart and my soul is very sensitive to what is going on around us in the world today. We have been bombarded on every side by the tactics of the enemy, and it is the church's responsibility to respond to these attacks and let the world know that we are still serving a true and a living God who is not only able but has promised that He would be our deliverer. And for this reason, the Lord brought me to invite individuals who I personally knew that were filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, and operating in the gifts of healing and deliverance. So everyone connected and involved with this healing explosion, they are all, if you would, they are all being handpicked by the Lord. That brings us to this awesome experience, and I am looking forward to it with great expectation.
Amen.
I would like to.
Well, I'm looking
like
at
to,
the.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to share this. I'm looking at the text, Luke 9:1-2. Then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So this is your apex text that you built this healing explosion from.
Correct.
I believe that is just fantastic. There, Pastor Phillips.
Yes. Well, the scriptures are very clear that God, Jesus Christ, after he had done all that he had done here on this earth, he prepared his apostles and disciples to go forth, power that he endowed them with. He not only gave them dunamis power, which comes out of from the word dynamite, which is a uncheckable explosion. In addition to that, he also gave them exousia, which is the authority to do it. So these men and women in this healing explosion have both been given the power and the authority by God to operate in these gifts.
Praise
and
the
I
Lord.
And I don't want to just dominate a hog all the time here, but
well, don't worry. The other pastors, they will get an opportunity. What I would like to do is the four speakers that I see on the brochure, Reverend DeBurley Porter, Pastor Grove Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Celia Greenbar, Pastor Smith Chapel AME Church, John R. Bryant, Senior Bishop, AME Church, Chicago, Illinois, and Reverend Leroy Addles, Senior, New Bethel AME Church in Lakeland, Florida. Now, we are blessed to have two of those speakers live with us today to discuss this powerful healing explosion. And Reverend Porter, Pastor Porter, sir, I would like you to share what the Lord has put on your heart regarding this healing explosion.
Thank you, Dr. Maddox. I am excited about this healing explosion. It is going to be a powerful night in the Lord. We have been praying. We have been just laying out before the Lord. And anyone that needs a deliverance, a healing, tomorrow night is an explosion, the beginning of an explosion. And doctor, let me say that. We are in the midst of a community that we're trying to break down walls and let different denomination know that it's not the denomination, but it is the individual that God can work through whomever. And we will be in the midst of deliverance, casting out demonic spirits. We are in the midst of watching God do that which seems impossible. I'm excited, and we're just coming a conference where we just been seeing God just growing out arms and legs, as Pastor Phillips himself has been a part of our church, and God has used him, and we are expecting God to move in an unusual way these three powerful nights and the teaching that is before us. I'm excited about what God is about to do. We will be looking at and the move of God, because he said the works that he do, even greater works that we will do. And I have, and the thing that has excited me about this thing is, here's a little Baptist boy in the midst. And what God is trying to get us to see is that I am ready if you are. No respect to person, but I am excited about this healing explosion. And deliverance is going to take place these three nights that we are getting ready for.
Oh, praise. That is so powerful. I'm looking here, and I want to share this. The explosion is happening Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. On Saturday,
yeah,
the super explosion, where all
oh,
those
yeah.
prayers and anointing
yeah.
is going to come together. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the healing school.
Yeah.
It's going to be taught by Dr. Addles every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And at 7 p.m., that's when Reverend Portman, Reverend Greenbar, Reverend Bryant, and Reverend Addles will preach. Amen. And that Saturday, all of that anointing is going to combine in the culmination
yeah.
of a true miracle healing explosion. I'm excited. It's a blessing. Now, Reverend Dr. Addles, I am not forgotten about you, sir. And
well, I'm fine.
Say, it is your time to
yeah,
share
well,
word
well, you see,
with the people of God.
Well, I think one of the things that is sorely lacking in Christendom is the fact that we have to move away from religion and get to God. You
Amen.
Know, we our relationship has been relating to things in the world, where we need to understand that we need to relate to God, and we need to look to God as our source of everything we possibly need. And if we could come to really understand what that means, we will be powerful people. We will be the kind of people that we can walk in holiness, we can walk in power, and we can walk in prosperity. I think in this case, education is so vital, because what happens in education, it expands your understanding. And when your understanding is expanded, you become more confident as a person walking in faith. If you understand how things happen and what the Word of God is saying, that will give you confidence. That will infuse your faith, and therefore the greater your faith, the more of the promises that you could receive from God. And so I see education, and I use that word education because it's a process of expanding one's understanding, expanding one's mind, and exposing one to more of God's Word. I think we read God's Word, but we don't receive God's Word. And people have to know how to receive it.
Amen.
You know, and that's the process, and I guess that's my task this week, as I could just share. I serve as a school teacher, a college teacher, and I'm a teacher of the gospel, and I think that in the sharing of the Word of God, when people get a hold of what this thing really is, it gets exciting. And and when you see what it can do and how you could, how God can be so involved in your life when you get up in the morning, you know, how to Him before you leave your house. You have a companion today, and oh, listen, that's what I want people to understand, and why that's so necessary.
Man, this
can
this,
I jump in
this
right
so
here?
You sure can.
Go ahead. I don't want to step on your toes, Dr. Addles, but I just wanted to interject right now. You asked me earlier about how this healing explosion came about. I want the people to know that this wasn't just an overnight experience for me in terms of the receiving of the gifts of healing and deliverance. I had the experience about 15 or 20 years ago back in New Jersey, where I was attending the church, North Stelton AME Church in the Scataway, New Jersey, and they called in a revivalist by the name of Reverend Dr. Leroy Attles, who I had never heard of before. But during that revival, I witnessed things that I had never seen before. I witnessed the moving of God, the Holy Spirit. Not only was people being healed, I saw a woman healed of palsy. I saw a man who was delivered from 4 packs of cigarettes and a fifth of old granddad daily, delivered instantly overnight. And for the next 2-3 weeks, he had a glow all over him. I saw so many things that happened. And so through the years, I held on to that experience. And when I began to pastor in Romulus, Michigan, I asked Reverend Attles if he would come and do something in that place, because I knew that he had the Holy Spirit working in him to change things. And I saw my church just change from a dead church to a live church. I saw people doing things that they had never done before. And I attribute all of that really to Dr. Attles. Now, he's a very humble person. He's one of the most humble gentlemen I've ever met. And he said, "Who, me? I did all of that?" Yes, you did. You did all of that. And God is moving it through him. While he was coming to me in Romulus, Michigan, he was in a healing and deliverance revival at my church. Each night after he had ministered to the people, when people were being delivered, he and I would go over to Big Boy's restaurant. He may not even think about this. And over a cup of coffee, he would share with me the things of God. He would share with me. In other words, I went to his school of healing and deliverance. All that week, I absorbed like a sponge every word that came from out of his mouth, and I accepted as the Holy Spirit speaking personally to me. And that's where I got my, as he said, you expand your knowledge, you expand your confidence, and I began to operate in the gifts that he identified for me. And I want to publicly right now say thank you to Reverend Dr. Leroy Attles for all that he has done to strengthen my ministry. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say to the people, I want to say to your listening audience, if there's anyone out there believe that God is giving you some gifts in the area of healing and deliverance, and you're not sure about it, you're a little shaky about it, and you're praying and asking God to reveal more to you, then you ought to be in this healing school. You ought to be there to sit and listen and learn from this great man of God. This is not just by happenstance. This is something that the Holy Spirit wants all of you who would love, all of you pastors, all of you ministers, elders, all of you, even bishops.
Amen.
If you have not operated, stepped out on faith and trust God, you need to come and sit under the tutelage of this wonderful man of God. He is just so wonderful. Amen. I just had to share that at this point.
Well, thank you, Pastor Phillips. I always say that I never could tell what you see or what you don't see. I just listen. I don't never see that, so I just got to hear what you got to say. And that's why I'm always surprised, because I'm not doing the work. He that is in me is doing the work. And I, it's like I've told Dr. Maddox before, I'm just glad to be a dispenser, you know.
Amen.
Just give it out. And we need to multiply our understanding of this healing process. God wants to move through many people. It is no exclusive thing. It is
Amen.
An opportunity for every child of God. I mean, you should be able to lay hands on your children. Now, I tell you something funny. My son, when he was in high school, you know, he could, and they never get a chance to stay home, because if he comes to me and says, "Oh, my stomach is," I'll lay hands on him, and he says, "Hey, all right, go ahead to school now. You all right?" And he said, "Well, Dad, I'll never be able to stay home when I'm sick." Well, you ain't never sick.
Praise the Lord.
He's going to school. So he could never choose the excuse of not going to school because of illness. That's out. That didn't happen in my house.
Look, let me say this.
The point,
because we've talked a little bit, but Dr. Edels, I just want to say this. For those of you who want to register for the healing school and you just want to get more information, you can call 248-506-4004. Is that right, Pastor Phillips?
That's correct. That's correct.
And you can also email your name and email address and phone number to healingexplosion2015@yahoo.com. I'm so excited about this healing explosion. I have put the flyer up on my website. So if you go to www.dremaddox.org, the first thing you will see on the page is information about the healing explosion and the contact information. This is how important and significant I think this is. I know that we need this. We need the teaching, and we need the manifestation of the power of God for the body of Christ and for those who don't know him to know that he is still alive. He's still in the business of healing. I just want to share Psalms 103, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessing. All that is within my soul, bless his holy name, and don't forget his benefits. See, the healing explosion is going to remind you of the benefits of God. He forgives all your iniquity, heals all your diseases, redeems your soul from destruction, crowns you with loving kindness and mercy, and fills your mouth with good things, that your youth is renewed as the eagles. You don't want to miss this conference. Now, I know, Reverend Porter, you had shared with me that your schedule is tight, but before you do have to leave us, I want the Holy Spirit to ignite you to share some other things with us about this conference and the importance of it.
I am indeed excited because of our community, of the churches that are coming together. We have like a downriver ministerial lounge as the different churches and denominations. And I'm excited because the different pastors and the different denominations can see the move of God and see just what God is doing. I were in a service just the other night, and there was a Muslim that came in, and in the midst of it, and sometimes people cannot believe because they read God's word or they hear the preacher preach, but signs and wonders will make a believer. And this young man came in, and this young man was sitting there, and as he sat there and he watched arms and legs growing out, this young man, and as we prayed with him, his legs began to grow out, and he just fell all out over the floor, and he started shouting, "This is a Muslim now," and did not believe what God could do. But when the power of the Holy Ghost got a hold to him, and he began shouting, and he began running, and then we took him in after he accepted Christ, and then when I laid hands on him, he received the gift of tongues, and he began
Hallelujah.
To speak like never before, and they ran back, Dr. Maddox, they ran back, and they get his wife, and they brought his wife in, and when they brought his wife in, I simply took his hand and laid his hand on the wife's head, and the wife began to speak. And we just was, it was just an exciting time in the Lord. I get excited Amen. When I think about what God is going to do. I'm excited because I'm looking forward to meet this great man of God, even at this this healing school, because I'm just going to come in, even though I know that God used me, but I'm coming as a sponge ready to just absorb all that I can, even more teaching, because you got to be teachable in order for God to use you. So I'm
now Pastor Porter, I'm going to say what Pastor Phillips said earlier. I don't want to step on your toes, but you just said something that is going to force me to say something. And I'm going to simply say this. You might be of the fivefold ministry. You might be an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a teacher, a bishop, a elder, a deacon, a missionary. But you can always learn at the hands of an anointing through the power of the Holy Spirit. So don't get bogged down with the fact that you may have a title. Expectation, and you feel, well, maybe I don't need to go to this. This is for the minor gifts. This is for basically the lay people, so-called, of the church. I'm going to make a very bold statement here. If you are not operating and you believe that God wants you to operate in this level of miraculous manifestation, then you need to be here at this conference, and not just for the services, but for the healing school. It will benefit and enhance you. If you already know all you need to know, then you've come to the wrong conclusion.
Say that.
We are all in a proximity to learn. So don't let your title, your function, or your role keep you from this miracle. I'm sorry, Pastor Porter. When you open that...
Let me just interject a little something here, because I'm coming to learn. I'm looking forward to meeting you and sharing time with y'all and learning. We learn from each other. That's how you grow. You don't grow in a corner. You interact, and that's how you expand your understanding and grow. And I'm looking forward to meeting you and sharing with you and receiving from you. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm excited about this. And
I can see it already.
We've got all those you got all those people up there with all these gifts. What you need me for? He said, no. You got something to share up here. So I said, okay. If you say so, you know what you do.
Pastor Phillips knows that we are teachable, and we are just like those sponges that's waiting to receive. Because you can't bless your people if you're not willing to be teachable yourself to receive.
Amen.
I come in expectation of whatever God has for me as well.
Amen.
Well, the Holy Spirit is up to something. I'm gonna tell you about it. He's up.
Yes, it is.
He's up to something. I tell you, I feel it in my spirit. He's up to something.
Beyond what we can imagine.
He said, beyond anything you could imagine or think.
Amen.
Amen.
I was just that little country boy, and a Baptist, and I was always told that, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I said to the Lord about 35 years ago, I said, Lord, if this thing is real, I was talking about the gift of tongues. I said, now, I'm told that I need to go here and I need to be here. And I said, but God, if you be God, and if this thing is real, I want to experience it right here in my house, and I want to do it tonight and before I finish. Oh, my God. He hit me right in my stomach, and the words started exploding, and I want you to know they haven't stopped since that time. God is still doing a great thing.
Well, we do serve a mighty God. And look, we're just going to take
God.
A short music interlude, and when we come back, we got some people that have called in, and I believe some of them might want some prayer. But first, we're going to augment that word that the pastor just said to the mighty, mighty God.
Do you believe you serve a mighty God? Oh, I said, do you believe you serve a mighty, able, faithful God? He's worthy to be praised.
Here we go.
mighty God. We're here talking Amen. About the healing explosion that's happening Wednesday, May 28th, Wednesday, May 27th, Thursday, May 28th, and Friday, May 29th, and it is going to have its apex on May the 30th, Saturday at 12 noon, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. You can come for the service, but you can even be more blessed if you come from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. to participate in the Healing School. There is no cost. For more information, you can call 248-506-4004, or you can email your name, your email address, and phone number to Healing Explosion 2015 at yahoo.com. And of course, if you've been, you know that we're talking with Pastor Phillips, the host pastor. We've been talking to Pastor Porter, one of the presenters, and we've been talking to Pastor Reverend Dr. Leroy Adams Sr., who is going to be presenting on Saturday and teaching on a daily basis, or should I say Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Healing School. Amen and amen. Pastor Adams, what led you into this line of ministry?
Well, I think it's just like Porter said, you open up to one who has been touched by God, and then God shows you something different. I had a church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and in fact Bishop Vaughn came in and did a masterful job of teaching, and from that ignited me to go on and do what I'm doing. And the issue is you ought to be able to ignite somebody else to move on. It's a process of learning. And you know, if we really look at what Jesus did with the disciples, they were in class. The disciples were in a class. And Jesus was showing them the possibilities of what they did. In fact, when he sent them out, and they came back all excited, he said, "Fellas, I'm trying to show you what I want you to continue to do and pass it on. And so whatever knowledge you have of God, you ought to pass it on to get more of God." And this thing is a sharing thing. You know, you don't keep it to yourself. You share with others. And when they learn, they share with others. That's what testimony is about, is having experience with God and sharing it with others and igniting others, and they go on and ignite somebody else. You see, everybody that's listening can touch so many more people. And so one word here, you touch somebody out there, and they touch it. And that's the way this Christendom needs to go, and that's the intention of our whole Christian walk. You know, we develop the church through testimony, something you experience, nothing. You know, something that you personally experience, how you personally experience God, and don't get tied up in religion. Now, religion is something else. I'm talking about personally experiencing the relationship with God on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. You got to develop that. This world is so treacherous. that you need to be that close to God. That whatever you encounter, it is two of you, you and the Holy Ghost. And it's a long road to get there. You don't get there overnight. It's a matter of working at it, of seeking God on a daily basis. You know, Sunday morning is just the tip of the iceberg. See, because a message, sermons, offer inspiration, but teaching is for information. You know, you could only be inspired after you know something to be inspired with. But if you don't know the word, you're not going to be inspired like you ought to be. And people, you know, they get inspired, but then they don't have the information. And you walk away with a word on Sunday morning that will germinate all week long. That's what you need. I mean, you walk out of church, you forget what you preacher talked about. That's because you don't have the foundation by which he could plant those seeds into the soil of your heart to start growing.
Well, Pastor Adler, you mentioned this a couple of times, and what I'm hearing you saying is we need to avoid a religious attitude.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there for you or Pastor Phillips. What is a religious attitude? Because I think there's some people in our audience need to understand that you are definitely making a difference between active power of God and belief, a religious attitude.
Well, it's simply, you know, religion just means that you believe in a supreme being and you believe in God. And then you start dressing up rituals around God to respect the supreme being. So you go to church and you usher and you sing in the choir, but ain't none of that gonna save you. Can expose you to God the way you should. I mean, it's nice. It's a religion. It's a routine.
My God. Okay. That praise God. I hope everybody heard that. Dr. Adams uncomplicated it. He said religion is a routine, and legitimate Christianity basically is a commitment to God, not a superficial worship of him.
Yeah, well, it's a relationship. I mean, you see, you select the person that is closest to you, a spouse, a child, a companion, whatever it is. You're together because of a relationship. They say something to you, you say something to them, you do things together, you go places together. That's a relationship. That's the way we are to be with God. Sunday morning is just one of the many occasions that we gather in the assembly of the saints. He said, don't forget, neglect the assembly of the saints. That's what Sunday morning is. But that's just a little touch to encourage you to meet others, encourage others. And when you leave there, you ought to be encouraged to continue your walk. You know? And I mean, you talking with the Father. You talking. You know? That's a relationship.
Amen. Can I jump in right there?
You sure can, sir.
Talking with the Father. This is something that I was meditating on this morning after my morning prayer. I was meditating on the fact that Jesus said, when he says, both me and my Father will come and set up our abode in you. We know that word abode means to reside. Not come and leave, but he's going to come and set up his residence in us. He said, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man open the door, I will come in. I will sup with him, and he with me. Now you begin to share something with the Lord. On a daily basis, on an hourly basis, you begin to share. Then he say, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you here comfortless. I'm going to send you the Paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit. Now we have the fullness of the Godhead operating in us. Amen? He's not up there somewhere. He is in us. Amen? Now I think the teaching today really should be about, for those who don't know him, those who are just getting to know him, we need to know how to open it up so people can connect with the God in them.
Amen.
So people can have a conversation with the God in them.
Yes, sir.
Oftentimes we say we praying, but the only thing we're doing is laying up petitions before the Lord. We're not listening for his response, so there's no conversation going on. It's just you telling God what you want God to do. But we need to be tied into that inner spirit that is in us. And once we get to that level of a relationship with God, exciting.
Amen.
I was talking to a young man in my car just today, and he has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but he's been one foot in and one foot out, and he was telling me that the Lord has taken his pace away from going into the clubs and going out and doing things he used to do. He said, I don't find no more joy in that anymore. And I had to explain to him that the Holy Spirit was doing a work in him. Amen. So now the Lord is calling for people to come and experience him, truly experience him, and have a conversation and a relationship with him. Thank you, Dr. Adams, for bringing that out, because a religion can be a blinding thing to Christendom. Baby Christians who don't really have that opportunity to tune in to God. That's what we need to be learning in this day and hour, how to talk to God, how to have a relationship with God.
Amen.
And well, every day you wake up, it is exciting. Amen.
I want to encourage people again, the healing explosion. You cannot miss this. I believe this is so important that we're going to be airing this broadcast tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening, Thursday evening, and Friday evening, because we want the word to get out about the healing explosion in Iroquois, Michigan, 4010 17th Street at the Community AME Church. Praise the Lord. Look, call 248-506-4004 to register and actually email your name, address, and phone number to healingexplosion2015@yahoo.com, and you can simply go on dremaddox.org website, view the flyer, get more details. You need to be at this event to see the power of God manifest. Look, men, I want to thank you, Pastor Phillips, Pastor Adels, and Pastor Porter, who had to leave us a little earlier. God is going to bless this. He's going to bless all the speakers. He's going to bless all the participants. May God bless you. Be with you, and his power be manifested in and to you. Amen.
Amen.